Good morning, everyone. Great to welcome you all. Great to welcome visitors with us this morning as well. Really pleased to have you worshipping with us. This is our all-age service for August. And today we're here to worship together in prayers and with songs and with Bible readings and videos and short reflections. And we're going to explore how God loves us and wants us to obey his commands. So that's going to be our theme to guide us through our service this morning. God loves us and he wants us to obey his commands. And we're going to begin our service by sharing together in a statement of faith. So I'm going to use words from the Bible, from 1 John 5, verses 4 to 6. And will you please say together the words against all? So I say the words against leader. Please say the words against all. So this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you believe in God the Father, who is love?
I believe in God the Father.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit who testifies to the truth?
I believe in
the Holy Spirit. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Amen. So let's sing together a song that perhaps shares some of the things we believe about our amazing God. It's our Father Everlasting, the All-Creating One, God Almighty. Some of us stand, some of us remain seated to sing, so please do whatever you're comfortable with. Our Father Everlasting, the All-Creating One, God Almighty.
Oh,
please do take a seat. And so let's continue in our worship as we pray together. Let's all pray. And Father, we thank you for the wonderful truths that we have indeed just sung. We praise you that you are from everlasting to everlasting. You are the all-creating one. You are God Almighty. And we praise you for our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who suffered and was crucified, the one in whom there is forgiveness, the one who descended into darkness and rose in glorious life and is forever seated on high. And we praise you for your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, our counsellor, the first fruits guaranteeing our future hope, our future glory. And we thank you so much for this time when we can worship you. We thank you for the freedom we enjoy to be with our brothers and sisters in Christ, to meet in your house, to meet in the warmth of your love. And we thank you that in worship we can put aside the uncertainties of our world and rest on the certainties of your kingdom. And we thank you that in worship we can bring into your presence all the hurts and fears that trouble us, and thank you that we can leave them with you, just knowing that your grace, your love, your power are all that we need. Thank you so much for that joy and privilege that is ours to be able to worship you, and we offer you our worship in the name of Jesus. Amen. So this morning, we are exploring how God loves us and how he wants us to obey his commands. And when people think about God's love, when they think about his commands, I wonder how they picture him. I wonder how they picture God. Your friends, your family, your neighbours, I wonder how they picture God. I'm going to show you a short video, and there will be clips from four films that you probably have seen. Each of the little clips has a bit of a picture, an illustration of how people might picture God. So, Mrs. Doubtfire, is he like the indulgent father throwing a party for his son? Matilda, is he like Miss Trunchbull, a bit of a killjoy out to spoil our fun? A bit mean and unpleasant. Is he like the king in Shrek 2? A bit overprotective, perhaps. Or is he just nice? Is he a nice god? A bit like Miss Honey from Matilda. So have a look at the video and just see how many pictures you can pick out about God from these videos. How people might picture God. Think of them as illustrations.
Amanda Thripp.
Yes, Miss Trunchbull?
What are those?
What's what, Miss Trunchbull?
Hanging down by your ears.
You mean my pigtails?
Are you a pig, Amanda?
No, Miss Trunchbull.
Do I allow pigs in my school?
my mommy thinks they're sweet.
Your mommy is a twit.
Can I help you, Your Majesty?
Ah, yes. Exquisite. What do you call this dish?
That would be the dog's breakfast, Your Majesty.
Ah, yes. Very good, then. Carry on, Cedric.
Dad. Dad, have you seen Shrek?
No, I haven't, dear. I'm sure he just went off to look for a nice mud hole to cool down in. You know, after your little spat last night.
Oh, you heard that, huh?
Darling, the whole kingdom heard you. I mean, after all, it is in his nature to be, well, a bit of a brute.
Him? You know, you didn't exactly roll out the welcome wagon.
Well, what did you expect? I mean, look at what he's done to you.
Shrek loves me for who I am. I would think you'd be happy for me.
Darling, I'm just thinking about what's best for you. Maybe you should do the same.
Well, Matilda, you've come on a very good day, because we're going to review everything that we've learned so far. Now, it's all right if you don't understand any of this, because you're brand new. But if you do know an answer, just raise your hand, okay? All right. We've been working on our 2x tables. Would anyone like to demonstrate? Okay. Let's do something together. 2x4 is?
8.
2x6 is?
12.
2x9 is?
18.
Excellent. You've been practicing. Pretty soon you'll be able to do any multiplication, whether it's 2x7.
14.
Very good. Or 13x379.
4,927.
So just a few simple illustrations there, how people might picture God. An indulgent father throwing a party for his son. It's a bit like Miss Trunchbull, the killjoy, who's mean and nasty, out to spoil our fun. Maybe the overprotective king, like the king in Shrek, or maybe just nice, like Miss Honey. Thanks, Joan. So this morning we're exploring how God loves us and wants us to obey his commands. And I hope you saw from the video just some of the way people might picture God when they think about his love and his commands. Here are a few other ways. Is he like the old man sitting on the clouds, not really interested in your life or my life? Is he like the loving granddad, spoiling the grandchildren, overloading them with treats? Is he like the wise guru, offering advice, obscure sayings? My darkest hour is when it dawned on me I had been kept in the dark. Is he a bit like Miss Trunchbull, the strict headmaster, always dealing out rules and punishments? Here's what some children have said about God. I call God when I need help with things, but not my homework, because my mum says I have to do that by myself. That's from Jackson. Dear God, it must be super hard to love all the people in the world, especially my brother. I don't know how you do it. That's Naomi. If you give me a genie lamp like Aladdin, I'll give you anything you want, except my money or my chess set. That's from Raphael. I don't think anybody could be a better God than you, but I just want you to know that. I'm not just saying that because you are already God, from Sophie. Dear God, I'm doing the best I can. Really, I am, said Charlie. Maybe you can think of other ways that people might picture God when they think about his love and his commands. But that's what we're looking at this morning, God's love and his commands. And we'll explore some of the ways God loves us, how he relates to us, and how love and commands fit together. So we're going to hear a Bible reading now, a couple of Bible readings. Sophelia and Eleanor are going to read them through video all the way from Singapore. So listen out for the words love and command in both readings. So that word love appears 5 times in the first reading from 1 John 5 and 9 times in the second reading from John 15. And then command is 3 times in the first reading and 5 times in the second. So the readings are all about love and commands. Thanks, Joan.
One John chapter 5 verses 1-6. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth.
John 15:9-17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy can be complete. My command is this. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you may go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other.
And thank you very much to the girls for reading to us all the way from Singapore. And notice again how often the word love and command appear together in those Bible readings. Now I think I'm handing over to the puppets. Thank you.
Have you heard the news?
What news?
Reverend Stewart is leaving.
What? Are you sure?
Absolutely. Heard it from Mr. Hill. And he's never wrong.
But he's not been here much more than 15 years. Still a newcomer.
He loves sprouts. Maybe he's going to be a sprout farmer.
No, no. Apparently he's retiring.
No, he can't be. He's far too young.
Well, that's what Mr. Hill says.
Now I think about it, I've heard the family are planning to move house and we're having turf delivered.
Ooh!
So that explains it then. Clearly he's practicing.
Practicing? Practicing what?
Football. I've watched him playing with the Urban Saints. He's very good, you know.
Ah, well, maybe he's going to play for Crystal Palace.
Yes, that's it. He's signed up for Crystal Palace. How exciting!
Hello, who are you?
I'm Puppet Video Dave. I heard there was a job going as pastor of SBC. My big brother, Video Dave, loves doing the old age services. Just saying.
Thank you very much. I had no idea I was introducing that, so thank you very much. That was really wonderful, very special. Thank you. We're going to sing together again now. We'll sing three songs. What Gift of Grace is Jesus, My Redeemer, Jesus Be the Center, and A New Commandment I Give Unto You.
Thank you.
Please take a seat. So as we continue in our worship, we're going to just spend a short time in prayer. Let's come and pray together. And as we come to prayer, we think of those words of Jesus. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So we hear those familiar words. We want to pray for healing of the nations. Lord, where we see war and violence and greed and oppression, pray so much for peace and justice to be the mark of all societies. Pray for great wisdom for our global leaders. Pray for compassion for the innocent victims of war. Continue to lift to you particularly the situation in Ukraine and in the Middle East and Sudan, but so many other places where there is unspeakable suffering. Pray for healing within difficult relationships. We pray for forgiveness and reconciliation, for acknowledgement of past hurts, for honesty in sharing differences so that healing can be found. Pray for those for whom society finds it difficult to love, maybe because of a lack of understanding or fear of people who are perceived to be different or the mistaken belief that they don't really matter. We pray for those who are lonely, for those who haven't got that comfort of knowing they're loved, for those who feel they have no worth, for those who feel they don't matter, they have no future, no position in society. And particularly today, we pray for those who are poorly. Do continue to pray particularly for George Bayliss in hospital and for Kay and for the family. We pray for Harold. We pray for Helen recovering from surgery. And we also pray for ourselves. Lord, may we just have that deep desire to show your love through our words and through our actions in our daily lives. We thank you, Father, for the privilege of prayer, and we offer you our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to take up our offering now. Just to say that the pots we circulate support children we sponsor in different parts of the world. The bags support the work of the church. If you are a visitor, if you give electronically, please do let the bags and pots pass. As we take up our offering, we'll sing together, "Everyone Needs Compassion, Love That's Never Failing, Let Mercy Fall on Me. Saviour, He Can Move the Mountains."
Compassion, help us glorify. Jesus conquered the grave.
And let's pray together. Father, we praise you that you are the God of all goodness and grace. And we ask that these gifts and the whole of our lives might bring you glory and praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. So this morning we're exploring how God loves us and wants us to obey his commands. And as we said earlier, two of the key words in our Bible reading were love and commandment. So I'm going to put a variety of pictures on the screen, and all you've got to do is decide whether they represent love or whether they represent commandment. So love or commandment. So here's the first one. A heart. Is that love or commandment? Love. Yeah, pretty unanimous there, I think. The Ten Commandments, is that love or is that commandment? Maybe you're seeing where this is heading. Yeah, they are commandments, but are they given because of God's love for us, because he wants us to have the best lives possible? So maybe a little bit of both. The school rules. This is from Corsham Primary School in Wiltshire. Golden rules, so there's some do's. Do be gentle, do be kind and helpful, do work hard, etc. And there are, of course, some do nots. Do not hurt anybody, do not hurt people's feelings, do not waste your or other people's time, and so on. So is that love or commandment? Both again. Certainly some commandments there, some golden rules, but maybe a lot of loving actions there, aren't there? Trying to behave in a way that is a blessing to other people. Some red roses. Is that love or commandment? Sure. I think it's love. Yeah. No smoking, vaping, or naked lights. Danger, highly flammable. Never quite sure with that word whether it should be flammable or inflammable, because they both seem to mean the same to me. But what do I know? Anyway, is that love or commandment? Yeah, pretty clear commandment, I think, that one, isn't it? Pelican Crossing. Red man there. Is that love or commandment? Yeah, maybe the motive behind it is quite loving, I suppose. It's probably best not to cross when there's a red man staring you in the face. Helping a homeless person. Just love. Or is there an element of command? Love your neighbour as yourself. Is that love or is that command or both? Perhaps a bit of both there. A wedding invitation from Colonel and Mrs. Michael Drayton for the marriage of their daughter, Jessica, to somebody called Peter. Morning or mess dress, in case you're wondering what to wear. That's formal military evening dress, isn't it? I think worn by officers for either their messes or formal occasions. Is that love or commandment? Bit of love with a hint of command, or quite a love, lot of love? I think if a colonel tells you you're invited, you better be there, I think. Help yourself to next door's flowers. Is that love or commandment? I'm not spotting a lot of love there, I must admit, I think. Girl helping her mum. Love. The cross. Love. Maybe the Bible readings and those images show us perhaps that line between love and commandment is a little bit thinner than we think. It's not always all love and all command, is it? And from our reading, John 5, look what John says. In fact, this is love for God to keep his commands. Love and commands together. And his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. So what John's saying here is that love for God isn't just feelings. It isn't just emotional experience. It's a love that expresses itself in obedience to his commandments. So a little question. How might children show their love to their mums and dads, do you think, or the person who looks after them? How can children show love to mum and dad or the person who looks after them? Any suggestions? Hugs and kisses. Yep, a lot of love in hugs and kisses. Anything else? Being kind and helpful, like the little girl there sorting out the laundry. Any other ways? Yeah, obeying their wishes, following what their advice and what they say.
Being understanding.
Another question, how do you show love for your husband or wife? The same. Maybe some of them might be similar. I'm not quite sure about them. Any other ways? How might you show love for your husband or wife? Anyways. Tactile, did I hear somebody? Yep. Again, love and hugs there. Maybe, yeah. Sorry, Chris. Cup of tea in bed. Yeah. Is that right, George? Showing appreciation, yeah. Being grateful, not taking one another for granted.
Doing what you're told.
Doing what you're told. Thank you. Anything, maybe I'll stop at that point, I think. Question is, I guess, is love just feelings? Is it just words? Or is it something more? And we've got a video to show you now.
Just go in the shops. See you later. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah. I'm just at the shops now. I can't remember. Do we need any tea bags?
No, we don't need any.
Okay. All right. See you later. Yeah. All right. Bye. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Everything I hope for, you're everything I need.
Thank you. So it'd be very strange for husbands or wives to say to their partner, I love you, but then not to do anything that they wanted or show any kindness or consideration to them or take their advice. Same is true for children and parents as well, of course, isn't it? And to show that we love Jesus, we need to find out what he wants us to do. And for instance, in John 15, verse 12, my command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Completely unambiguous and straightforward, isn't it? My command is to love each other as I have loved you. And in case we didn't quite get the message, Jesus actually says it again a few verses later. This is my command: love each other. And not only does Jesus want us to love him, he wants us to love one another. And they may not always be very lovable, let's be honest. But of course, Jesus is our great example. Because when we begin to grasp how he loves us, then we can learn to love others in the same way. And he told us in our Bible reading, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. A little bit earlier, I put some pictures on the screen, and you remember you had to work out whether they are love or commandment. And we saw that perhaps the gap between them was a little bit thinner than we thought. And the last image we put up was, of course, the cross. And I wonder whether you thought that represents love or commandment. Actually, it's an image of both love and command, isn't it? By dying on the cross, Jesus shows how much he loves us. That sacrifice that it represents is also the way that Jesus commands us to love each other. So it's a challenge to love one another sacrificially and wholeheartedly. What did Jesus refer to following him as? Taking up your cross. So as we come to a short time of confession, short time of prayer, we'll hear God's word again. Jesus said, my command is this: love each other as I have loved you. You can't possibly misunderstand those words. And then the example of Jesus' love. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that's our standard of love, sacrificial. And you are my friends if you do what I command. So let's pray together. And Lord Jesus, you commanded us to love each other. So we're sorry for those times when we've been a bit impatient and selfish. Those times perhaps when we've hurt one another. Please forgive us, we pray. And Lord Jesus, you commanded us to forgive each other. And we're sorry for those times when we've borne grudges and been resentful. And maybe given up on friendships because it's proved too hard. Please forgive us, we pray. And Lord Jesus, you commanded us to look after each other. And so again, we're sorry for those times when we turn away from those in need and we don't do all we can to help those who are suffering. Please forgive us, we pray. And Lord Jesus, thank you most of all that you laid down your life for us. Thank you for doing that so that we can be forgiven. And help us to live in the way that you ask us to live. And in your name we pray. Amen. So we're going to conclude our service with a great old hymn. It's all about the love that excels all other loves, that love of our Lord. Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven, to earth come down.
Yeah.
And let's pray together as we close. And from John 15, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other. And now may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us for always. Amen. And just to say, tea and coffee will be served through there straight after our service.